Plasticus maritimus, an invasive species.
Introduction to the book Plasticus maritimus, an invasive species, by Anna Pagel. I am a marine biologist. I'm not sure when I first began to have a preoccupation with plastics. There probably was no exact moment when I had a sudden insight. I don't even remember if it took place on what I call my beach, though that would seem most likely. My beach is only 650 feet, 200 metres, from the house where I grew up. It is a special beach because it has a rocky area that creates lovely tidal pools. At low tide, these pools, full of seawater, are a refuge for a huge variety of animals and plants. Some people have a yard behind their house. I was lucky enough to have a beach 2 minutes away, the most incredible backyard anyone could have. At low tide, the smell of the sea was amazing and so strong that it wafted up the street to my house. Every day, I'd arrive from school, throw my backpack into a corner and call into the house, "Mom, I'm going to see how the beach is doing," and I'd head off. Though I didn't realise it, going to check out the beach meant spotting a lot of different things. On days when the tide was low, there was a path between the rocks to the next beach, and along the way I picked up fossils or looked at marine animals. Now, I would also pick up the garbage I find scattered on the beach. My obsession with marine plastic resulted from a combination of different things. But the time that I spent in the water pools on my beach probably explains it best. It was there that I learned to love the sea. When you love something, the most natural thing is for you to care about everything that's related to it. Why focus on ocean plastic? There's a long list of problems related to the ocean. Here are some examples. Increase in water temperature owing to climate change. Problems related to overfishing, which is taking too many fish from the ocean. Sound pollution caused by maritime traffic. Chemical pollution, often invisible, coming from diverse sources, such as oil spills or untreated sewage. Animals and plants in trouble and needing help to survive. I chose ocean plastics because they represent 80% of the garbage in the oceans. All evidence points to a relationship between the presence of microplastics in the ocean and numerous health problems in both animals and humans. Algae, fish, and many other species are affected, and it is clear that humans are already suffering the consequences of contamination by this invasive species, ocean plastic.